Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the Rust Report. Back by popular demand, we have an expert on tourism and marketing in the Muskoka region of Ontario. His name is Jordan Mulligan. He's been on this program many times. We got a good response from people in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont. And he's the marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism. To tell you a little bit about Jordan Mulligan, he's been in this position for 5 years. He has a master's degree in business from Brock University in St. Catharines near Buffalo, New York, where we broadcast from. He is a father of two children, married, and both are under two, and he specializes in digital marketing with Muskoka Tourism. So he's a man of the future on the Rust Report on ESPN AM 1520. And I'd like to mention that ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. Anywhere in the world, you can listen to this program live on the Rust Report on ESPN AM 1520 with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, blanketing 17 states and half of Canada. Now, let's talk first about fall activities. The air date of the show is November 10th, and we're past the leaf change of colors. But there are a lot of fall activities in the Muskoka region around Gravenhurst, Bracebridge, Port Carling. Let's talk about fall activities. Jordan Mulligan.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to set the scene here, Brian. We're overlooking Lake Muskoka. The colors are changing on the leaves. It is truly, truly a beautiful spot right now. So. It's nice to be broadcasting with this view, that's for sure. The colors, the fall colors around November, you know, I think you mentioned they come and go, and probably by that time they will have gone, but we really do have a really brilliant fall color display here. Much like, you know, I think a lot of parts of Western New York would experience the same, but we are probably considered one of the premier spots in Canada to go for a leaf peeping adventure. Algonquin Park, which is just north of Muskoka, you know, it's world renowned for their fall colors, and then and Muskoka as well. I mean, there's nothing better to do on a Saturday or Sunday than go for a drive around the lakes. See the beautiful lake views, taking the colors. It really is a fascinating time of year. The you know, in terms of things to do, we really like to push, you know, don't just look at the colors, go out and do something with the colors. Uh-huh, so you might see the historic steamships sailing by today, Brian. So a lot, you know, one of the easiest, most enjoyable fall experiences is go for a fall color cruise. The steamships in Gravenhurst, They're a part of Muskoka's history, and the RMS Seguin is the oldest operating steamship in North America. So it's 130 years old, and it really is a floating piece of heritage. It's quite remarkable. So fall color cruises are obviously the easiest thing. People love to go hiking, so the hiking trails this weekend will be packed as people go for just try and get out and get off the couch and I'm sure this will be airing around Thanksgiving in America, so get the turkey legs off and go for a hike. A lot of people like to go and check out the lookouts because it's very nice to be elevated and just look out into the fall colors. So we have a few lookouts in Muskoka that are really, really popular. If you have any questions or looking for recommendations, our website, discovermuskoka.ca, it has all this information, such as, where are the best lookouts? Where are the best hiking trails for fall colors? But it's really about just getting up, getting out, and experiencing, rather than just, taking pictures and looking and watching.
Let's talk a little bit about real estate values. Yeah. Before the taping of the Rust Report on ESPN AM 1520, Jordan Mulligan, marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism, says in the last couple of years, real estate values have gone up 20 or 30% in the Muskoka region. I know in the past we've interviewed Robbie Irvine and Bob Collins with the Muskoka Chamber of Commerce, and they said that Muskoka is the Hamptons of the North. It's the Hamptons of Canada. But Jordan Mulligan was saying how it's really skyrocketed in the last couple of years, the real estate values. So it may be a good time not only to come up and tour, but to buy real estate. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
You're exactly right. It really has reached a new level of value. What we're finding is there's a lot of people from this city in Toronto, that are maybe selling their home for $1 million there and then coming up to Muskoka and throwing $1 million down and buying this, their dream cottage. So I think we're closely linked to the value of real estate in Toronto, so we're seeing that increase as well. But over the last few years, definitely a huge increase in the value of real estate. With views like this that we're looking at, it's easy to see why it's such a desirable location. One report in 2015 from the Financial Post stated that Muskoka is the world's second fastest growing recreational real estate market after Côte d'Azur, France. So in the entire world, Muskoka is recognized as one of the leading and fastest growing real estate markets recreationally. So it really, the values are just taking off, but really, get in now. Because real estate's cyclical and values are cyclical, but you're never going to have a bad investment if this is your view, and the way that the market's going. Your investment will increase over time, obviously, but it's we find that the spots on the lake, there's not as many spots on the lake, or they're getting used up, so. We're finding people come in and actually buy a property, tear down the cottage, and then build their dream cottage. So, we call them. You're buying a lot, in essence, but you're tearing down an older cottage and just building your dream cottage. So, it's you see barges on the lake with dump trucks and construction material going out to the different islands. It really is an interesting real estate market because it's not all just building neighborhoods and communities. Sometimes these lots are on islands and you need to pour concrete on them, so you have to get dump trucks out there. I encourage your listeners to go online, see the values of properties, and just start dreaming, because these things, you'll never buy your dream cottage if you don't start dreaming first.
Well, we're talking about dreams here in Muskoka region with the marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism, and yes, we do have a view of Lake Muskoka here, and it's magnificent. Where we're taping this program in Muskoka, Ontario, with the marketing manager of Muskoka Tourism, Jordan Mulligan. Now, pretty soon we're going to be entering into the winter season. And why should people come up here, let's say between December and February, when the lakes freeze over? People, instead of going to their cottages by boat, go by the Sea-Doos, Okay, and because the lakes are solid ice. So what can people do in the winter season in Muskoka, Jordan Mulligan?
That's a great question. We get a lot of snow. we're in a snow belt from Georgian Bay, Lake Huron. When the ice freezes over We tend to get large dumps of snow, and sometimes it could be, you know, not all at one time, but over the course of the winter, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet. It's not unheard of, and we're not afraid of it. We love it. Mm-hmm. The reason that we do love it is, well, first off, it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful sight. If you get a dump of snow.
Yeah,
and you know the snow plows come out and you clear your driveway, and then a couple days after you go out and you drive, and you see all of the snow on the evergreen trees. It is like something out of a postcard. It really is magnificent. The other reason why we love the snow is it gives us a lot of activities. Mm-hmm. You mentioned skidooing, snowmobiling.
Right.
We have some great trails up here. And I think a lot of your listeners, if they do enjoy snowmobiling, you know, a lot of the time you are beholden to the weather, right? So in the northern U.S. states, snowmobile season is probably hit or miss year after year. And there's not really a lot of reliability with the quality of the trails and the amount of snow, but in our area, we're bound to get the snow. You can plan your snowmobile trip to come on up here and ride our trails. The cool thing is a lot of people, you know, they might have snowmobiled in the past, but then they get rid of their snowmobile because it's a lot of money to keep these things up if you're not riding them like every day in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool thing is you can come up here and rent a snowmobile. It's not a problem. You can park it right at your hotel room, at your resort that you stay at. But it's, if you want to go on a snowmobile adventure and you haven't done it in years, it's easy peasy. Hop in your car, come on up. Rent a snowmobile, hit the trails, 3-4 days, you'll have a blast. The other thing that I think really draws people that we have, you know, great quality of is our cross-country ski trails. So, not everyone cross-country skis. I think everyone should cross-country ski because I never grew up with it. I never did it, you know, as an adult until just a couple years ago. I went out and I tried it, and it was the coolest feeling. To be active, to have that cold winter air on your lungs. Again, the beautiful scenery setting the scene with the winter, with the snow-covered evergreen trees. We've got a lot. We've got probably 100 kilometers of snow cross-country ski trails, high-quality cross-country ski trails, where we have national championships held on. So if that is something that you've done in the past, you know, have a cross-country ski getaway. Come on up, get a cozy accommodation with a nice fireplace, much like we have here in where we're taping this, and just, you know, go cross-country skiing for a couple days. Enjoy the culinary aspect after your cross-country skiing. Relax, maybe have some wine after your day of activity. But it really is a destination for it, and I encourage your listeners to to plan something around that. It really, you'll have a blast. You'll enjoy it very much.
Learning a great deal from Jordan Mulligan, marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism in Ontario. It's a beautiful, heavenly place to go during all four seasons. We're highlighting the fall and winter seasons now on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AmPol Eagle has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AmPol Eagle. The AmPol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And again, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. Thank you to those who've called regarding our recent listeners. Ron Kessler, the author of The Trump White House. Marissa Maruli, California famous photographer who does expeditions all over the world, and Erie County clerk Mickey Kearns. For those who just tuned in, background information on Jordan Mulligan, marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism. He's been in this position for 5 years. He has a master's in business from Brock University. He is married with 2 children under 2. He specializes in digital marketing with Muskoka Tourism. Our guest today, Jordan Mulligan, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Toronto or Buffalo or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, and we'd like to hear from you. Okay, let's move on to the spring. I guess the lakes, the hundreds of lakes here would be thawing out. The ice will be melting. We'll start hearing birds and chirping. What spring activities in Muskoka, Ontario? Jordan Mulligan with Muskoka Tourism.
Well, you mentioned it, and you're right on. The lakes are, you know, that's probably one of our greatest assets here, right? I mean, natural beauty, forest, wilderness, charming towns, but the lakes are what connects everything. And Muskoka's watershed, we place a high value on it. It just in terms of preservation, awareness, letting people know how intricate the watershed is up here. So once the spring hits, the watershed starts in Algonquin Park and makes its way across Muskoka all the way into Georgian Bay, and it's a 200-kilometer journey, and it really is fascinating. But springtime, when the spring with the ice melt, it's a really cool time to see it in its power, see the power of the watershed. So I encourage a lot of our visitors to actually go check out some of the waterfalls in the area during the spring melt, because they are. This thundering water. I mean, in Buffalo, I guess you're kind of spoiled with Niagara Falls.
But you have high falls here.
Yeah, we have high falls. We have Bracebridge Falls, South Falls. One of my favorite is Ragged Falls, and it's right outside of Algonquin Park, about 5 minutes. And in the springtime, it is a sight to see. It is real, real cool. So that's one kind of activity. I call it chasing waterfalls. Pick two or three that you want to go check out. And take that driving tour to them, do the little hiking trails that are around them. Go out for dinner after, because once you work up an appetite, it's always nice to treat yourself. Another thing in the spring, and you would probably get some of this in Western New York, Brian, but maple syrup. Is maple
very
syrup
very popular, but I think it's probably more popular up here and in Vermont.
Mm-hmm. So Vermont is a big producer. Quebec is a big producer, but Muskoka is actually a big producer as well. So Ontario, I think, produces about maybe 10% of Canada's production, and Muskoka might, I'm not really sure of the numbers, but we have 6 or 7 maple syrup producers in the area that produce every spring. So mm-hmm. my favorite part about the spring is, you know, the days get longer and the weather gets warmer, and that just means it's maple harvesting time. Mm-hmm. And for about a month of the year, I put maple syrup in my coffee.
Good. I've never done that.
Oh, okay. if you use sugar in your coffee, switch it up with maple syrup for a month during the harvest time, and it just gives a nice smoky texture, smoky flavor to it that you wouldn't get with sugar, right? So and I don't even use sugar in my coffee, but for that mm-hmm. For that time I do.
Yeah.
So we encourage a lot of visitors to actually go out to the maple farms mm-hmm. and talk to the maple producers, because they are the coolest people you will ever meet. They, you know, salt of the earth people, and they love their craft. They're passionate about their craft. They want to show you how they produce maple syrup. And if, you know, just maple syrup 101, if you have 40 liters of sap, that makes 1 liter of maple syrup. So there is a lot of work that goes into getting maple syrup for your pancakes. So throughout the harvest time, what we've done here is we've created 7 weeks of maple celebration.
Mm-hmm.
The maple trail is a culinary trail where a lot of our chefs, bakeries, and even breweries take local maple syrup and get inspired from it and use it in their cooking, in their brewing, in their baking. So you'll have maple butter tarts. Butter tarts, that's something your listeners might...
At the Bala Festival.
Yes.
Or the Cranberry Festival, the maple
right.
tarts.
It's
delicious.
Right. So butter tarts are a Canadian thing, I think, but mm-hmm. you've tried them and you know how good they are. The chefs, they will put maple syrup in their cooking, so you might have maple glazed poached salmon or something of mm-hmm. that sort, right? So, and it is delicious. Maple barbecue sauce ribs, like absolutely delicious. And our chefs, you know, they love getting creative and using this local farm to table product in their cooking. Our bakeries, I mentioned the butter tarts, but then our breweries. They're
very good breweries here.
And last year they all collaborated on mm-hmm. on a maple beer. So what they did is
I never had that before.
No, and it just runs throughout the harvest and it's a hot ticket, so it goes quick. So in that month of March and April, if you head out to the breweries, you could try their maple beer. And what they did is they, for their base, instead of using water, mm-hmm. they used sap.
Oh.
Which is novel, okay. and really cool. And then they finished it off the brewing process with adding local maple syrup to it. And the brew was called Pancake Breakfast Specialty Ale.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a sip of it, you would say, that tastes like breakfast. That tastes like a pancake maple syrup breakfast. So it was really cool how all of these culinary artisans and chefs and brewers mm-hmm. all came together to create something really cool. And if your listeners are thinking, well, you know what, once the snow melts, we want to do something fun.
Yeah.
That's the time to come up. Come up here. The rates are the best of the year. Go on this maple culinary adventure. The resorts, you know, after you go on your adventure, it's you're in a comfortable, cozy accommodation. It's one of my favorite times of year because it's not as busy. It's more
relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. We're learning a great deal about Muskoka tourism from the marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism, Jordan Mulligan, backed by popular demand on the Rusk Report. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And again, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. For those who just tuned in, Jordan Mulligan has been marketing manager for 5 years, graduate with a master's degree in business from Brock University. He's married with 2 children under 2, specializing in digital marketing with Muskoka Tourism. Our guest today, Jordan Mulligan with Muskoka Tourism. Do you want to give a website or phone number if people have questions of you in tourism, Jordan Mulligan?
Yeah, discovermuskoka.ca is our website. And the phone number, 1-800-267-9700. And if you have any questions, we're there. We have travel counselors on the phones that are just, you know, no question is silly, because your listeners in across northern U.S. and in Canada, they might not know about Muskoka, or they might just need some tips on planning a vacation. Give us a call. We're happy to help.
Okay, we have about 3 minutes left on the Rush Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about festivals. You have a lot of little towns here, Bracebridge, Huntsville, Port Carling, Bala, with a lot of festivals. Talk about these festivals. I've enjoyed them very much, with the car shows and antique boat shows, and let's learn about the festivals.
You mentioned the Bala Cranberry Festival. I'm just going to mention it briefly, but it is... It is the biggest festival in Muskoka, and it's all centered around the cranberry harvest. And there are not a lot of cranberry farms in North America.
No.
And we have one of Ontario's largest, and the town just they go crazy for cranberries, and it is a cool thing. So your listeners, Google it. Yeah, you know, look it up online and plan to come one of these times, because it is truly a unique weekend. The Huntsville Girlfriends Getaway in November. I think it's November 11th to 13th this year.
Okay.
Basically, 1,500 women come to town.
Well, the air date of this program is November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening in a few days?
The Huntsville Girlfriends Getaway. And...
These are bachelorettes?
No.
Women, or
no. They're, you know, 20 to 60.
Women?
They just want to get away. A lot of them just want to get away from their husbands, and you can't blame them, right?
So women only.
Women only, and they take over the town, and there's yoga workshops and crafting workshops. There's concerts. You know, I think we've had Sarah McLachlan in the past. We've had different musical artists. But then the cool thing is, they have these buses that take the everyone into town to go shopping. There's huge retail discounts, and it's just it is a real fun weekend. And it's probably the biggest girlfriends weekend in Ontario. 1,500 women year after year pack the town, and it's their town.
Well, that sounds like a good time. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rush Report to a close on ESPN AM 1520, back by popular demand. We have Jordan Mulligan, marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about Muskoka, Ontario tourism, Jordan Mulligan. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.